When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll.
He'll make the whole world shout.
He dismantled my gazebo. He found my remote control. He taught my children to enjoy sprouts. He invented a silent banjo and won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. I was in a nativity play once. I was the man who scares the children because he comes into the hall on the wrong day to play badminton. Next month, I'm in Northern Ireland, County Down. 4, 3, 2... My aunt got her scarf stuck in a Ferris wheel once. She did regain consciousness, but I guess what goes around. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton, and our landlady, Pauline, who looks after us.
Turn left here, Pauline.
Righto.
And may I say thank you for treating us to a lovely day at Hampton Court?
Oh, it's my pleasure. Did you enjoy yourself, Milton?
Absolutely. But if I'd listened to Anton, I'd still be in that maze now.
Milton, garden shears are just too big to put on a key ring.
Well, such a wonderful place, full of history.
Yes, previously I thought that Henry VIII was some kind of medieval Hoover.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. My treat for you getting my old Minnie working again.
It was mostly Milton, if I'm honest. He's got quite a gift for car maintenance. He reconditioned the engine, topped up the brake fluid.
Changed the oil. There's nothing like it for reconnecting with your inner man. Having said that, I can never remember whether it's supposed to be sunflower or extra virgin olive.
Anyway, it runs like a dream.
Oh, what's that? Is everything all right?
It doesn't sound too good, does it? Milton, what gear are you in?
Just jeans and a T-shirt.
Shall we pull over in this lay-by?
Yes, very wise.
Milton, you did remember to put in a spare tyre.
Yes, and a length of rope. You never know when you might need to distract a monkey.
Now, as we've stopped on a highway, we need to follow the correct procedure. Milton, please can you get out the emergency triangle?
Here it is.
Right, not quite sure that'll alert other drivers to the fact we've broken down.
You're right. Leave this to me. We've broken down! We've broken down! We've broken down!
Thank you, Milton.
I'd call that a roadside recovery, but...
Ah! The AA, RAC, green flag... Pfft. Don't get me started.
Right, well, perhaps we should take a look at the engine.
Well, as my great-grandfather used to say, always make sure you check under the bonnet.
Really?
Yes, otherwise you might get betrothed to the wrong lady.
Let's take a look. Okay. Yes, well, it might well be the alternator.
I'm sure it is. Actually, maybe it isn't. Wait, yes, it is. No, it isn't.
Oh, for goodness sake, I'm calling someone. Hello? Yes, we're stranded. Oh, it's an old Mini Cooper and, don't ask me, I'll check. He wants to know if the car is turning over.
Yeah, I can do that if you like.
Milton, put it down.
Right, yeah, okay then. See you shortly. Ta-ta. He says he's just round the corner. Oh, you can't beat a good car mechanic.
Well, you know, I really do think, given time, we could have fixed this.
Yeah, my whole family were mechanics. I was even christened on a garage forecourt, but the vicar was smoking, so it was a real baptism of fire.
Oh, look, here he is now. That was quick.
Oh, dear me. Never mind. I'll soon sort you out.
There we are. An honest car mechanic doing what he does best.
Absolutely. That'll be £900, by the way.
Oh, what?
Well, don't blame me. I never wanted to be a mechanic, you know. I wanted to be an actor.
Why didn't you?
Couldn't get the parts. As we sat in the lay-by, I remember the many sightseeing trips I'd been on before. Like when we went to see that place in Scotland where the Queen spends the whole summer, which is immoral. No, sorry, it's Balmoral. I also wondered how a history programme in 500 years' time might look back on the places we go to visit now.
The History of the World with Hindsight in 1,000 Objects, number 97.
Hello. I'm with renowned historian Sir Milton Jones the 14th.
Hello.
And today we seem to be surrounded by mud, stench and despair. Presumably this is a recreation of early 20th century trench warfare.
No, it's Glastonbury.
Glastonbury?
Step this way, we have a simulator.
Oh, right. Well, there's no music yet, but wow, you can get so close to the band. I'm right next to the lead singer, a massive two-headed, four-armed giant with his back to us.
No, that's the person in front with his girlfriend on his shoulders.
Oh, right.
You can catch a glimpse of the band about half a mile away every time the girl sways out of time.
Well, what kind of performance would we be watching?
Well, all bands would play festivals, even the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones? They were going all the way back then? I saw them only last year.
Me too. You have to hand it to Mick Jagger. I've never seen a brain swag around a jar like that before.
Presumably these festivals all died out pretty quickly.
Yes. People soon realised they could replicate the experience for a fraction of the cost by just dressing up some ants as their favourite band and standing them on a matchbox at the far end of their garden.
Ooh, and what about this flimsy plastic cabinet? Is it some kind of mobile wardrobe?
No, Felicity. I wouldn't look inside if I were you.
Oh, just a quick peek.
That's the Wonderloo 2000. We think that 2000 relates to the number of flies it could hold.
So you had to use one of those if you were camping?
No, that was for people who were glamping. The normal toilets are over here.
No!
In the end, the mechanic agreed to tow the car back to our house so we could take a proper look at it.
Milton, have you found out what's wrong with my car yet?
Yeah, it was partly a misfiring engine and the head gasket didn't look too clever.
Ooh, fancy you knowing all that.
But on the plus side, I found a giant marshmallow hidden under the dashboard.
I think that's one of the airbags.
Really?
Do you know, I think the spark's gone.
Maybe, Anton, but perhaps if we just made more time for each other.
That's not what I meant, Milton. Although...
Try the ignition now.
Oh!
There you go. I might treat myself to another one of those marshmallows now.
I told you it's an airbag.
Very well, then. The giant blackcurrant polo in the boot.
Spare tyre.
Tell you what, though, Milton. If you can fix cars for a reasonable price, you'll have no shortage of customers.
Yeah, excuse me, mate. My car keeps producing clouds of smoke. I don't think it'll get through its MOT.
Well, I've got just the gadget to get you through the test.
Oh,
yes, I got it straight from VW.
I bet they're not happy about that.
They're fuming. As fate would have it, I was helping out the public again. But fate is a fickle friend. If there'd been a mix-up, my uncle could have ended up as the next president of the United States. He's an undertaker in the army, or Barack Obama. The car repair business started to go really well. People were particularly impressed by my fan belts. They had buckles on them that said, I heart One Direction. But it couldn't last. And one morning, a message arrived through the window.
Milton, what was that?
Either someone's just thrown something through our window, or finally I've received my free gift that comes with the World of Bricks magazine.
No, it's not a brick, it's a stale brioche. Who on earth would send a warning like this?
Oh, morning. I'm from a, shall we call it, rival car repair shop and scrap dealership. Don't know if you got my message. The old brioche through the window, yeah? Anyway, don't know if you had a chance to read the little note attached, but basically, I'm making you an offer you can't refuse.
You're a bit of a weird criminal.
Do you mind? You're talking to one of the legendary Cray brothers.
What, the infamous East End crime family? Which one are you?
You're Rupert. Posh one.
What?
Yeah. You see, we were actually triplets. I just never got on with the other two.
Tell me about it. I had a younger brother who my parents preferred. He got all the new clothes. As a kid, I was forced to wear hand-me-ups.
How sad. But imagine growing up in Bethnal Green. Mater, I'd say. Why am I so different? So they moved me to Hazelmere, which, you know, is a delightful part of the world. And obviously I was under family pressure to start up something like an extortion racket, so one day I charged an obscene amount for a sliced potato covered with melted cheese.
An extortion raclette?
Indeed. Yeah. But it was the 70s and Hazelmere wasn't ready for it, so I put my remaining money into car repair shops, scrapyards, loan sharking and a tennis club.
That is a lot of rackets.
But the admin is a nightmare. For instance, I'm just getting a demolition business going, and apparently you have to have an advertising slogan.
How about, if you're looking for rubble, you've come to the right place.
Do you know, that might just be the ticket. Can you make a note of that, Knuckles?
Knuckles?
Sorry, Gavin. See what I mean? Even thugs like this one need constant attention these days.
Thug. Oh, that is very nice.
Sorry, Gavin, I mean coercion executive. Anyway, look, I'm rambling here. The point is, your car yard is doing very nicely.
Thank you very much.
And it would be such a shame if anything untoward happened to it, or if you woke up one morning and...
There was a horse's head on the pillow?
Oh, if only. I mean, but you try finding a traditional butcher with the skills to do it. I mean, it's just... I blame the supermarkets. They're the real criminals.
Well, except Waitrose.
Oh, goodness me, yes. I mean, I love... Their quinoa salad.
Rupert, it's actually pronounced quinoa.
He's right, boss.
Will I ever escape my humble roots?
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Got a customer outside who's driving round the UK and wondering what precautions to take. Jump leaps?
Well, if he can get up enough speed.
Oh, hello, Rupert.
Pauline, I didn't know you were... Sorry, how have you been?
You two know each other?
We once had an attachment.
But one of you opened it and got a virus.
It wasn't quite like that.
Oh, we just had a few drives in Pauline's Mini Cooper.
But what happened?
Well, some things are best left unsaid.
Like Theodore Theophilus the Thistle-Fisted Thistle Sifter.
Yes. And other things. Anyway, what's going on here? Has he been threatening you?
Sorry, I think we got off on the wrong foot. I didn't realise you were friends of Pauline. Awkward. Tell you what, let's continue this little discussion at my club tonight, as my guests.
Oh, go on in, for old time's sake.
I'll send a vehicle to pick you up.
A pickup truck?
For old time's sake.
Or a dumper truck, you decide. So that evening, we arrived at Rupert's club. But straight away, there were problems.
Milton, we've been through this. It's a nightclub, not a tennis club. They won't let you in tennis shorts. Or skirt.
To be fair, I think you get away with it.
Yeah, I used to be a ball boy. Once I was sent to get some barley water, but by the time I got back from Indonesia...
Shall we go in?
Hello, welcome to my club. See? Isn't this a much more civilised environment to discuss business matters? And Pauline, you're looking delightful as ever.
Don't think you can get around me that easily.
And Milton, is that a tennis skirt?
Might be. Oh, hang on, I've dropped a hanky.
I'll pick it up.
Now that you're here, I ought to show you around. You know, in my years as a criminal, I've become an avid collector of paraphernalia.
You mean the stuff you use to set fire to things?
No, I mean car memorabilia. Bits and pieces I've salvaged from famous cars.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Look, this is the rearview mirror from Bond's Aston Martin DB5 and Goldfinger.
Let me have a look. Ah, you've been ripped off. You can't see Sean Connery's face in it. Just some weird bloke.
Very interesting, of course. What's that tiny little thing there in the glass case?
Oh, that's Jensen's button.
Gosh, fascinating.
Well, Pauline, Anton, if you like this lot, then why not come with me and have a deco at my vintage car collection? I've got a 1928 4.5 Bentley.
Yeah, I did the London to Brighton in an old classic Bentley. Took 15 days. Who knows how much longer it would have been if I hadn't been towing my lucky horse box.
Well, I'd love to see these old cars.
Excellent. No, Milton, you stay here. The lovely Shanice will look after you.
Shanice made her way towards my table. Strawberry blonde hair, figure-hugging top, and a tennis skirt that left nothing to the imagination. She didn't look bad either. It was clear Rupert had sent her to soften me up.
Oh, are you the Milton bloke I'm supposed to be copping off with?
Well, I am Milton Jones. Shall we have a drink?
Don't mind if I do.
Barman?
Yes, sir, madame. Well, our cocktails tonight are based around tools and car maintenance. So we have a screwdriver, a monkey wrench, a Singapore fan belt.
Ooh.
Have you got an oil sump drain key removal spanner?
Oh, Milton, I don't think
that... Is that the 14 mil or...
A 17 mil, I think.
Oh, good choice.
Ooh, you blokes and your cars and your tools.
And can I get you some WD-40?
WD-40?
You're right, the 39 was a much better year.
I thought WD-40 was to stop things squeaking.
Make hers a double. And how much does all that come to?
Don't be daft. It's on the ass. Remember what Rupert said? Now you come over here and snuggle up.
All right, I'll just shut up the bar.
Not you. So, Milton, I know Rupert's going on about your car yard, but what he's really after is something precious you might have.
Oh, no. He's after my triangle, isn't he? He mustn't know where it is. This is an emergency.
No, no, not that. It's to do with Pauline's car. He left something in there that's really precious to him. Something that was in the glove compartment.
Ah, one of my ancestors invented the glove.
Really?
Well, he had a hand in it.
Yeah, well, apparently there's something hidden in a tin of travel sweets.
Oh, travel sweets don't work. I ate 9 tins of them the other day. When I came round, I was still in exactly the same place. I had the same problem with those so-called flight socks.
Well, look, Milton, you get me the keys to Pauline's car and who knows, perhaps I've something that you really want.
You don't mean...
Oh, yes.
A bouncy castle in the shape of David Dimbleby.
What?
Come on, you can jump on his face and everything.
Oh, right, that's it. I give up. I tried to do it the easy way, but here, Knuckles, take him out the back and make him tall.
Actually, he prefers to be called Gavin.
Yeah, I do, actually. Thanks, Milton. Right, so come on, you. It's question time.
See, this is where that bouncy castle would have been really useful. Despite being surrounded by dodgy types, I was fearless. I'd been in the army or elite forces. Well, elite catering forces. Bringing help wherever in the world it was needed. I remember once being somewhere over France.
Foxtrot, Alpha Lima, coming in on the target, sir.
Very good, Sergeant. We should be somewhere over the Dordogne.
But, sir, I think something just bounced off the helicopter.
Negative, Sergeant. That was just me saying Dordogne. Now, remember, our mission is to get food in as quickly as possible.
Right.
Apparently, there's a French family down there who have been on their starters for over 3 hours.
We must do everything humanly possible to help.
I'm going in.
Bleu! Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Bonjour.
What on earth is this?
Just let us eat at our own speed, will you?
Right then, you've asked for this. Fix bayonets.
What are you doing?
Cutting up your food for you.
Stop.
You leave me no alternative. Sergeant, send him down. I didn't want to have to do this. But if you don't start to get a move on, all your meals in future will be cooked by... Terry here.
All right. I can do spag bol, shepherd's pie...
An English chef.
And, spag bol.
No!
Right, where's my big boiling pan? A couple of hours should soften up these carrots.
All right, stop him. And we'll do whatever you say.
That's more like it. Right then, chop.
Oh, what are these?
The chops I just mentioned. Pork ones.
But they are all horrible and tough.
Aperitif?
Doing them in course?
No, a pair of teeth. Here, to help you eat your chops.
Oh, enough! You don't frighten us. Look around you at all our wonderful produce. Pâté de campagne, andouillette, poire belle hélène, et un morceau de reblochon de Savoie. They can't all fit in your chef's stupid boiling pot.
You're right, mon brave. You are a worthy adversary. Unless... There is one way we can get all this stuff eaten quickly. Grab it all and throw it in the swimming pool out here. Sergeant, bring the chopper down. And tip it so the blades hit the water. Now, mes amis, it's smoothies all round. Gavin bundled me into a little room behind Rupert's office, where I discovered Anton, who was tied to a chair.
Oh. Hello, Milton.
Hey, that's how I learnt to sit too, Anton.
You'll get the hang of it in a couple of weeks, and then you won't even need gaffer tape.
No, Milton, it was Rupert that did this. I got caught looking at his paperwork. His scrapyard makes a fortune by illegally welding together two halves of different cars and putting them back on the road. It's called a cut and shut.
Aha! Like the one there, outside the window.
Oh, you mean the Mondeo?
Yes, well, the front half is, but the back half is clearly some sort of caravan.
Actually, it's just a Mondeo pulling a caravan.
Or unlucky horse box, as I call them.
Nevertheless, this place is one scam after another. Apparently, Rupert keeps a doctor on standby just to sign off fraudulent whiplash claims.
Well, a lot of people get whiplash these days. As soon as they see the price of the insurance quote, they can't help doing a massive double take.
Hello. I think I am the doctor to whom you're referring.
Actually, I've already seen your ID, and it seems your name is Dr. Irving Lykense.
Actually, that says driving license. My name is actually Dr. Bedij. In Bulgarian, it means commercial activity.
So you really mean business?
Don't antagonize him.
Time to find out where you've hidden the tin of traveling sweets that were in Pauline's car. Knuckles! Sorry, Gavin. Who are you?
Well, Gavin's shift ended 20 minutes ago. The rules are very strict about a 40-hour week.
And who are you?
I'm Sandra. Oh, and you think I can't be a coercion executive because I'm a woman, is that it?
No, not at all. Well, I mean, traditionally...
traditionally a man's job. Unbelievable. Are you getting this?
You're quite right, yes, you tell him. Stand your ground.
Silence! Nothing is going to distract me from finding out what... Whoa, you're wearing a tennis skirt.
Maybe.
Sorry, do you mind?
Nobody tells me when and where I can't do handstands.
Okay. That is something I cannot unsee. Well, I will have the last laugh.
Do your worst. I'm not scared of anything. Well, apart from driving along a motorway.
Why?
It's just the thought of giant scissors coming towards me along the dotted lines.
Okay. I can see this is going to be a tough nut to crack. Sandra, bring in the battery. What is that now?
It's the battery from Rupert's Prius. You see, he's a gangland villain, but he cares about the environment. The two can go together.
Oh, dear, Milton, this isn't looking good.
Okay, so I just connect these wires to the battery.
Brace yourself, Milton.
And these ones to Milton Jones' fingers.
In fact, this may even be goodbye, old friend.
And we complete the circuit. Why is nothing happening? Is this battery flat?
I think the boss nipped out to the bottle bank in the Prius earlier.
Oh, for heaven's sake, the charge on these things is pathetic.
Better than those early electric vehicles. I had one. Not only was it slow, but you could barely hear yourself think with all the milk bottles rattling in the back.
Now what am I supposed to do?
Hey, don't look at me. It's not my job to plug it in.
Why did you bring it in when you know it was flat?
Well, someone was determined to bark their orders, weren't they?
Oh, you're saying that I am barking?
Milton,
listen. There's a drop-forge 30mm box spanner in my left pocket. If I can just shift my weight to undo the wing nut at the back of the chair and then...
Hit the doctor with the spanner.
Quick, Milton!
Why was Milton not tied to the chair?
I haven't done the tying innocent people to a chair module yet. I said this when I came on shift, but would you listen? No.
They're getting away.
Thanks a lot.
Hey! We made it out the back door, but we needed a getaway car, so we grabbed another Prius from Rupert's collection. Go, 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 go!
This is the perfect vehicle for slipping away unnoticed.
Although, apparently, the fact that they're so quiet is dangerous. So you can actually add vehicle noises so people can hear you coming. Here's the control panel.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What, like a Volvo engine or a Jaguar?
No, like this.
Postman Pat. Rupert and his men are looking for us.
Sorry, I'll try another.
We mustn't draw attention to ourselves.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
Milton, that's even worse. Right. Well, we're free now, and that's the main thing. But the big question is, where has the missing tin of travel sweets got to?
I'll have to think about that. I'll just suck on a sweet from this tin to help me concentrate.
What? But that's the very tin they're looking for. There must be something very precious in it. It's just some Murray mints and... Is that a Werther's original?
No, I think it's a copy.
Well... Now, we really need to get a long way away from Rupert and his gang. Lucky this car's battery wasn't flat like the other one.
It was, actually, but don't worry. I plugged us in on a long cable.
Of course. And we've stopped right outside. Yes, Rupert Cray's scrapyard. And the plugs just hit me in the back of the head.
It's hard to make money from scrap. I ran a cash for lead business for a while, but it went bust. I think my big mistake was offering to pay postage.
Hey, Tom, help!
Look, there's Rupert with Pauline.
She doesn't look happy. Well, I'm sure if we get out of the car and...
Doors are locked, Jones. And you've got 5 seconds to tell me where the tin is or that bulldozer's pushing this car into the crusher.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who said I couldn't do proper threats?
Just tell him I don't care about the tin as long as my boys are safe.
Well, the tin's right here. We don't even want it.
Speak for yourself. I was looking forward to this Werther's original.
No! It's very precious to me. It belonged to my grandfather and his grandfather before him.
You mean it's the original Werther's original?
Yes! It's all I've got to remind me of my East End roots.
The East End, it's changed a lot since you left. All the pie and eel shops have gone.
Yes, even the cakes tell lies. Well, I heard someone say he couldn't trust his mince pies.
And the place is full of pretentious hipster hangouts where you have to pay the earth for a flat white and a bowl of spelt and buckwheat porridge.
Really? Yes. Finally, I'll be accepted. I'm leaving.
Yeah, and you'll turn off the crusher?
No. But I will have the little metal cube it makes of you sent on. It'll look lovely on the mantelpiece of my reclaimed fireplace in my Bijou warehouse flat in Shoreditch. Bye!
No! Oh, looks like this is it, everyone.
Milton!
Shanice!
Oh, Milton, it's a bit late now, but I just wanted to say that I've got a bit of a romantic attraction toward you.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm trying not to use the word crush.
Thanks, but a bit late now.
Hang on, I wonder. Shanice, listen to me. Take anything and hit the crusher around the middle section.
What shall I use?
Anything metal. Milton, of course. Your triangle.
Well, I was saving it for an emergency.
Give it here. Shanice, catch. Anywhere around the middle.
Oh, here goes. It's fallen apart.
Just as I thought. The crusher was a cut and shut too. The slightest knock would make it break apart.
Oh, that's unlike Rupert. Normally, he doesn't do things by halves.
Yes, he does.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans. And the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.